you are in your first term, am I correct?
Right. Yes.
How have you adjusted to things in Washington?
Oh, very well. You know, the schedule is very busy, but I intended to go there and work hard, and that's exactly what I'm experiencing.
Now, this is sort of unusual. This is your first shot at elective office, isn't it?
Right. I've never run for office before, so this is my first elected office.
And this, as I understand it, sort of came about after the Etheridge kerfuffle with those two apparent students a few years back?
Well, actually, I was well into the election when that happened. I actually decided to run for office against Bob Etheridge because he was in support of the president's health care bill. I'm a nurse, and my husband is a physician. He's a general surgeon, and so we felt very strongly that the president's plan for health care was detrimental to health care and the economy. And so when it became election time, I thought, well, what better way to go to Washington and fix the problems than run for office myself?
As a healthcare professional, what do you think it's going to do to our country?
I'll just illustrate that by pulling out some things that are already happening. For instance, personal healthcare insurance plan, private healthcare insurance plan that an individual holds, the cost of that has gone up $2,500 per year. The president told us that that would actually decrease by $2,500 if we put this health care plan in place. Right now, there are many physicians who are not taking new Medicare patients as a result of the changes that have taken place to Medicare. So now we have a patient access issue. So there's already things in place that are harmful to health care itself, but also costly, and that's just, we can only project that that's going to increase, especially with the taxes that are embedded in Obamacare.
Do you think that if Mitt Romney is elected and the Republicans can take the Senate, do you feel there's a good chance for repeal?
Absolutely. I feel very strongly that there's an excellent chance for repeal. And then, of course, you know, it doesn't stop there. We have to put in place good patient-centered reform. And our plan is to move slowly, working with the American people. We've had that discussion with the American people. We know what they're looking for, what they need and want out of health care, both coverage and health care that's provided to them. But also keeping in mind that we have to protect our seniors. We have to protect individuals who simply cannot provide these things for themselves. But at the same time, be able to provide an affordable health care plan for families. There are so many different things that we can do that will make health care more affordable, but at the same time, give more choices to individuals and their families.
And what are some of the other priorities that you may have going into a second term?
Jobs, job creation. And as you know, the government does not create jobs. All we can do is make a better environment for our job creators to do so. So uncertainty of Obamacare, uncertainty of tax increases, and uncertainty of all of the overregulation that exists at the federal level, those are still going to be our priorities moving forward in Congress, and then also significant tax reform.
Now, your primary challenger is Steve Wilkins. Where are your major differing points with him?
Well, he's a proponent of Barack Obama and Barack Obama's agenda. I, on the other hand, feel very strongly I'm in complete and opposition to what the plans and the policies that the president has put forward because they've been failures. I think that's probably our biggest differing issue. I believe Mitt Romney needs to be elected as president. He's got a proven track record of success in business and in his family life and in everything that he's taken on. I think we need that. We need someone who is a leader, a proven leader. And, you know, my opponent believes Barack Obama's doing a great job. We need someone who can bring everyone to the table and, you know, iron out these problems so that this country can turn around.